The Sixth Testimony. Luke 22:30. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will be seated on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. In that marvelous place, God allowed us to see the most beautiful reception hall that we ever thought could exist anywhere in the universe. We saw a giant throne that had two chairs in pure gold and precious stones that do not exist on earth. In front of the giant throne was a table that had no end. On it was a white tablecloth. It was so white that we couldn't compare it to anything on earth. All manner of exquisite and refined foods were set on the table. We saw grapes the size of oranges, and the Lord Jesus Christ let us taste some of them. We can still remember their taste. It was something so wonderful. My brother and friends, you can't imagine all the things that are ready in the kingdom of heaven and what God has already prepared for you. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Also on the table, God allowed us to see the bread, the manna. This was the bread of God that was the scripture tells us about. We were allowed to enjoy the taste along with many other wonderful things that don't even exist on earth. These things are waiting for us as our incorruptible inheritance in the kingdom of heaven. We will enjoy some amazing, exquisite, and delicious foods when we inherit the kingdom of heaven. We were amazed that the chairs were set on both sides of the table, and these beautiful chairs had names written on each one. We could clearly read our names on those chairs, but our names were not the same ones that we have here on earth. They were the new names that no one else knows but ourselves. Revelations 2:17. What was written in the Word of God surprised us.
Do not rejoice that the demons submit to you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Luke 10:20. There were a lot of chairs. There's enough space for all those who want to come to the kingdom of heaven. There were also chairs that were taken away from the table. That means that there are men and women who got tired of serving the Lord, and their names were erased from the book of life, and they are set away from the wedding supper of the Lamb. God also allowed us to see a man from the Bible, the wonderful saints that we read about in scriptures. We were surprised to see Abraham. Abraham was an elder, but not in his body or in his appearance. He was an elder by the wisdom that he had. Abraham's hair was totally white, but each hair was like glass filament or diamond filament. What surprised us the most was that he was even younger than we are. In heaven, all of us will rejuvenate and be young. We were also surprised by his words. Abraham told us something that we will never forget. He welcomed us to the kingdom of heaven, and he told us that soon we would be in that place, because the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is approaching quickly. The end.